30 degrees, the top today. Good morning, I'm Meg Van Lohausen with your news briefing. A full day of action across Sunshine Coast beaches for the Australian Surf Life Saving Championships. Beach events will be held at Mooloolaba, boat events at Alex Heads and an action-packed day at Maroochydore. A full list of events and times can be found on the Aussies website. Meanwhile, with vacancies of just 0.4%, the rental market on the Sunshine Coast is tighter than ever. The Real Estate Institute of Queensland revealing most of the state is struggling.
Definitely concerning times, and it is very tough out there for tenants.
REIQ's Matt Diesel on Nine there. He says the federal government needs to amend the $15,000 first homeowners grant to include existing properties. And Noosa and the Sunshine Coast have been listed third in a list of dream destinations for outdoor adventures. The Great Northern Great Outdoors National Survey has found the ban on international travel has been great for backyard adventures.
Nearly 60% of Australians have rediscovered a passion to explore their own backyard. We found that a quarter of the people surveyed that said due to COVID-19, they're now getting out and about more often.
Great Northern's Ian Giles there. Data shows 63% of Sunshine Coast locals have committed to keeping up their camping and caravanning adventures even after international borders reopen. Briefly, planned burns will begin across the Sunshine Coast this month. Council has earmarked seven sites, including Lansprout, Palmview and Mountain Creek. It comes as Noosa Council has begun its planned burns in the Noosa and Tawantin National Parks.